Alan, we have, as you say, a fairly good representation of your work, particularly in the prints, not perhaps as complete yet in the paintings as we'd like it to be. But the first aspect of your work, I think we represent, is the Numenon series. Yeah. And I remember that was a very large series of paintings which occupied you for a long time.
Yes, that's true. Both in drawings and prints and in paintings, the Numenon series actually spans a period of about, we'll say, from 64 through to 1970, 71, 72 approximately. Mm-hmm. So it's about 8 or 9 years in which I explored in many, many mediums the sort of attitudes that you see in the Numenon painting series. The painting series itself numbers around about 90 paintings in the series, and the prints number around about 40 prints in the Numenon series.
I know the one we have here, Red Square, is numbered 32.
Yes,
in that
sequence. Yes, in that sequence, yes.
What does the word Numenon mean?
Its definition is, well, it is the opposite of phenomena. And it really means an object that comes into creation through pure intellectual intuition. And it is basically a contradiction in terms, because as soon as it becomes a painting,
yes,
it becomes a phenomena. But
see,
the roots of the phenomena lie in this numenological way of thinking about reality, a sort of metaphysical way of thinking about reality. But of course, as soon as those ideas are manifest, they become phenomena.
Yes.
And it's, in a sense, a little sort of private joke of mine to name these phenomena Numenon. But that particular painting you just mentioned, actually, early in the series, was a very important painting because it refers, the red square refers to a central, almost invisible block. And it was the beginning of a whole new phase in the Numenon series where, within the confines of the circle squared, I started to introduce this plain old play,
yes,
with these hidden forms within the
yes,
matrix itself.
Yes, yes.
And that was a very key picture, in that the circle is squared by an outer square, and then within the circle itself comes a hidden square again.
Yes, yes.
And it was the beginning of a whole play of those pictures, which finally, in the early 70s, reached the sort of zenith,
yeah,
in pictures like the Mark Beeson painting Empyrean, which is a big 12-foot painting. But that particular painting that's in the Commonwealth Collection was the beginning of that phase within the context of the Numenon painting.
I see. Mm-hmm. So it's important as a stepping-off point.
It's very, very important in that regard,
that.
Yes. And at that particular point in time, too, 1969, you probably remember much of the theory that was going on,
yes,
in painting,
yes,
which was trying to eliminate an awful lot of so-called superficial meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get back into the painting layers of meaning,
mm-hmm,
because the red square not only refers to a new direction of formal play in the work,
mm-hmm,
but I was also making references to things like the red square in Moscow.
I see.
And that amused me and pleased me too, yeah, while many of my peers were going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know, I was going in this direction, trying to sort of make the cake much more multi-layered,
yes,
in meaning, you
yes
see. And that was one of the key paintings that started that phase.